Well, a personal note now. My brother, an actor named John Savage, had an agent named Rudy Altobelli and was staying in the guest house at Rudy's home on Cielo Drive in Los Angeles in 1969. But he happened to be away the night that the murderous followers of cult leader Charles Manson brutally slaughtered other guests. The pregnant actress Sharon Tate, wife of director Roman Polanski, coffee heiress Abigail Folger, hairdresser Jay Sebring, Polish movie director Wojciech Frykowski, and Stephen Parent. The followers went on to kill grocery owners Lino and Rosemary LaBianca, writing the words helter skelter and pigs in the victims' blood on the walls, hoping to start a race war. Well, they appalled and maybe changed the country. Manson died last night in prison at 83. His life has been documented in books and movies. It is a disturbing story of a disturbed man who mutated out of the hippie flower child movement of the day. And to mark the death, we want to bring in author Ed Sanders. He was a rock and roller in the 60s in the band The Fugs. He went on to write one of the definitive books on Manson. It's called The Family. He joins us from his home in upstate New York. And Ed, you knew him, communicated with him. Your thoughts when you hear the name Charles Manson and that he's died?
Well, I did investigate him for a number of years, and we exchanged letters, and he was a very troubled person. Born in 1934 in West Virginia, his mother apparently neglected him severely. He began a series of jail terms in the fall of 1949. Age 15, and he was in and out of jail for literally the rest of his life, except for a couple of years stint from 1967 till October of 1969, when he used techniques of hypnotism and running women as a pimp. He used those techniques to create this wandering group of nomads that I call the family.
Well, they were mistaken for hippies. They were not. They were, you know, runaways and other lost souls that, you know, he managed to what? I mean, you say hypnotize, but what was it? He's been called charismatic. What was the draw?
He, at a Grateful Dead in 1967, experienced on LSD the Stations of the Cross, and he thereafter confused himself with Jesus. And he attracted mainly girls, but a lot of guys who were attracted to the sexual activities of the group. But anyway, he attracted these young women who he convinced he was a Jesus figure, and then he would make love with them on LSD and other drugs. It's a powerful recruiting tool if you believe your cult leader is Jesus and you're making love with him.
Well, he befriended rock stars, including the Beach Boys' Dennis Wilson. He fancied himself a songwriter. Some say when his songs were rejected, that was a trigger for this violence. This was a sick, sick man. I mean, some people say there's a thin line between sick and evil.
Well, he had elements of evil in his personality, but he very much wanted to be a star. He was confused, though, thinking that if you could just get a record contract, it would automatically mean you became rich. And so he was convinced, and he tried to get Dennis Wilson, the drummer of the great band, the Beach Boys, and Terry Melcher, a big league producer for Apple Records, tried to get them to get him a record out.
And yet he was obsessed with Beatles music, including Helter Skelter. That's where
right.
He took his thinking that, you know, the end of the world was coming. Helter Skelter is coming down. His followers, those who were jailed, do you think they'll ever be let out?
I don't know. I have a divided mind because during the trial, one of the defense attorneys showed me a photo of the dead Sharon Tate all cut up, and it was the worst thing I had ever seen in my life. And I vowed to, in my book, when I saw that photo, to really present these people not as innocent, hippy-dippy people traveling around in a converted school bus, innocently smoking pot, but as a driven cult of serial murderers.
For those who are trying to grasp how shocking these murders were and, you know, get a sense of the time in which it came, would you agree with those who say it was sort of the end of what was seen as the flower power hippie era? It was sort of an end of innocence.
This tended, along with the war in Vietnam, to put an end to the Summer of Love, which occurred in 1967 when everybody was, you know, traveling around in Volkswagen microbuses and wearing peacock feathers in their hair. That ended when the stark reality of things such as what Manson and his group did.
That's Ed Sanders, author of The Family, the biography of Charles Manson, who died last night at 83. Ed, thank you.
Okay.